It's Easter weekend, and I'm definitely undone and even wrecked by the thought of all that Jesus did for me this weekend, for you, and for the world when he didn't have to. But even more so, I'm being challenged in something that I really want to share with you. So follow me into the podcast. Hey, 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 and welcome back to Calling Over Comfort. I'm your host, Francine Ivy. Calling Over Comfort is a place for Christians that are willing to, well, get out of their comfort zone and make a real difference in the world. You know, not just keyboard junkies sharing their opinion on social media, but really making a difference by being a light in the world, either through ministry, in the marketplace, or like me, through coaching. Each time you come here, you will be encouraged, you're going to be empowered, but you will also be challenged to step out of your comfort zone and believe in who God created you to be, to own it, and to really live it. It is my prayer that every time you come here, that something I say will instigate you to take action. Why? Because I believe the world needs you. This weekend has been so different as for Easter weekends, or as my husband used to call it, resurrection weekend. Because a lot of times I very much focus on his resurrection. And we're going to talk about that in a moment because God's challenging me in that. But I also want to tell you that this year, God also told me to sit on Friday a little bit for me to fully feel the betrayal, the trauma, the grief. And as you know, if you followed me, then our family in the last 9 years has experienced a lot of grief. I lost my mom in 2013 to a 10-year battle of cancer. I lost my husband in a tragic, sudden traffic accident, car accident in 2017. And in 2020, I lost my dad to an aneurysm suddenly. It's been hard. And our family has experienced grief in a way that we had no idea about. And I pray you don't even begin to understand, but I'm pretty sure that many of you absolutely do. And as I thought about Friday, I thought about not only Mary's grief as a mom experiencing this weekend, the disciples who loved him so much, who had followed him and given their life to him for 3 years, but also Jesus' grief. I mean, you have to imagine in Genesis, he was a part of the Holy Spirit and God and him as they created the world and created humanity with all the hopes and dreams of that creation. And then watching them reject the truth and enter into sin. And then the grief that he must have experienced as he watched the world degrade into what it degraded into, and then to actually experience the decadence of this world in his own betrayal, the trauma, honestly, the abuse. I remember sitting there at the movie of The Passion of the Christ, and I've seen many Jesus films, but that one was so incredibly realistic as to what Jesus had experienced. And I really kind of had to sit there and tell the Lord, I really need you to help my heart because right now I don't like the world very much. I love Jesus with all my heart. I'm so thankful that he endured so much. But the thought of humanity being any human, being able to do that to even another human, let alone the perfect Son of God, was so overwhelming to me. I said, Lord, you're going to have to help me love the world again. I can't even imagine. And so Friday, God really had me sit in that grief of understanding the sacrifice that Jesus gave on that Friday, as we call it. Even the very sacrament of communion realizing and remembering that this is not a light thing that we do. This is something to remember the sacrifice of our Savior, the way he shed his blood, the way he gave his flesh for us. Beautiful. And I grieved. I could not imagine. But now as I face tomorrow morning, which is the celebration of the resurrection, the power of that, realizing that it is tomorrow that represents the day that Jesus conquered death, hell, and the grave. Not only do I celebrate that for myself and the grace and mercy that I receive because of that resurrection, that he didn't just die, but he conquered death. Oh my goodness, that what I have experienced in his favor and his blessing and his grace and his mercy are through that, that my God did not just die for me. He rose again because he's powerful, and I hope you're shouting right now with me. But also in that, there is a promise that as someone who has had great loss in her life, there is a promise that he conquered death. And in that promise, I know I will see my husband again. I will see my dad again. I will see my mom again. That day is coming when this earth will pass away and I will live forever with those that I love, and even more, the Savior of the world. I'll get to see Jesus face to face, and there will be no more death and no more tears and no more pain and no more disease and no more hurting. No more. I'm so thankful for that. But then I was challenged. And I hope you're challenged too. Have you ever given a gift to someone and they look at it like they're underwhelmed? Like you've planned, you've thought through this gift, you know what it could do for them. You are so excited, but they are totally underwhelmed by it. I remember when I was 16, my great grandmother gave me a Bible. I was lost as a goose and I had no idea the gift that she had just given me. I saw it as a book. I didn't know that it was the living, breathing Word of God. I didn't know the promises that were held in it. I did not know the stories that would radically change my life after I gave my life to Christ at 21. And I remember penning a letter to her and saying, "Thank you so much for caring so much about my soul, that not only did you pray for me, but you gave me the precious Word of God. And although at 16, I did not know what you gave me, I now know what you gave me and how precious it is to me now." But an underwhelming gift, man, that kills me. Because here's the challenge of Easter. Tomorrow morning, we celebrate that God conquered the death, hell, sin. Yet so many of us are not living the abundant, full life that Jesus gave his life to give us. We are not living on the journey of saying yes to him. We're not living and walking in the fullness of who he created us to be. We're not living in that bold adventure that God has for us. We're not pressing into all of his promises. So what I want to do is challenge you right now. I want to challenge you to be hungry for him, to be thirsty for him, to lean in and recognize that Jesus gave it all. And tomorrow morning, when we celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ, I want you also to celebrate what he has done for you. And I want you to open up your hands and lift them to Jesus and say, "I do not want to be underwhelmed with this gift. I want to recognize it in its fullest, and I want to walk into it." So are you living? Are you living understanding the grace that God has given you? Are you living in the favor that he's placed upon you? Do you understand the mercy that was given to you, not by your own works, but by all that he did for you? And are you leaning into it? Don't be underwhelmed by a gift that was given with such sacrifice. Because here's the truth. Jesus, in an instant, no matter anywhere during this process, could have said, "Enough, Father. They don't understand us, and I don't want to die." And he could have called 1,000 angels to come and take him out of here. But he thought of you, and he thought of me, and he stayed on that cross. I wanted to take just a moment and tell you guys about a special program that I have, if you already don't know about it. It's called Kingdom Coach HQ, and this is for coaches. It's a support system, a membership, a library of resources. These are the people that I coach. Right now, I have 4 opportunities of coaching and community and meetings that we have. I'll have exclusive retreats for these coaches. It's just an incredible way if you are either starting or you are a coach. A lot of times we feel so alone and feel like, you know, we have questions, and you put them out in the, what my son calls the metaverse, and you get 100 different answers. So what if you could be in a group of like-minded coaches, powerhouse coaches that cheer you on, like want you to succeed, don't see you as competition, and you have resources at your fingertips and coaching with me, where we can dig into, what if you could do that for only $49 a month? Golly, that's a no-brainer, you guys. So go to kingdomcoachhq.com, check out the details, and join us. There's a 30-day free trial right there. 30-day free trial. Jump in. Be a part of some of the group coaching. Check out the resources. Go check it out. All right? Talk to you soon. Thanks. I want to thank you so much for joining me today. Make sure you like, share, subscribe, and if you haven't already, please drop a review for us. It helps us so much, and it means so much to us when we read them. If you'd like to connect with me or with one of our awesome coaches, go to consumedcoaching.com and request a free coaching call. We would love to hear your story and what God is doing in your life and business. Until next time, know that we are here for your success, and I am here cheering you on.